Hello, my lovely friends. What's up with you? Well, let's get the podcast show back on air. As you know, the past month it was really quiet on the podcast field. I did some freelance work, and literally what most people work for in a month, I do it in a week. And did some things, also preparing the things to move on for the next big hit. So, one of the things that I did, I got all the podcasts from SoundCloud and bought them to Anchor. It's a different podcast platform. I still need to see how I get this advertisement sales up, because there are some trouble in it. Well, that's something that I will do later today. It's a key thing for today. And one of the reasons that I did it was just simply cost saving. Why spend money if it's not needed? I mean, I love money. The only problem with money is that it's not capable of reproducing and making kids itself, so you have to use it. And what I thought was really interesting, see all those interviews, all those chats, all those inspirational moments that were there, and the evolution and how the podcast evolved, like things that I had at the beginning of the Trump moment with the inauguration music, Trump when he accepted the presidency of the United States. So the interviews and the more interesting format. So yes, it was really, really, really nice to see all those things. So that was that. From now on, every day a podcast. One of the reasons that you didn't hear the normal tune is that you might know my old laptop crashed. The motherboard decided to pass away. So I needed to fix something else. I still need to make the tunes again and get those things out. I will get all the interview requests out and get the ball rolling and just get it out. So on that side, it's time to bring you a bit up to date what happened around me. So let's begin with what happened with me and the city of Eindhoven. You know, I have a really interesting relationship, and I'm always wondering what is it about that they freak out on me. As you know, the mayor of Eindhoven, Jon Jorisma, I will have more of the final thing in this show, decided to organize a Gestapo razzia and ask all types of questions about me. And so they basically said it. When he came, I was really happy after 12 years of a leftist mayor. It was really good for the town to have a right mayor, just to compensate things and do things a bit differently. And so he did this. From that moment, it was for me clear he has to go. The sooner the better. And well, basically, what you see with Jorisma is that he is doing one thing extremely well, blaming others, failing to deliver, and raping the constitution. That's basically what he is doing. He is doing nothing more, nothing less. He fails to do anything, and it's really upset that the party that he is from did not say to him, well, hey, you failed every time, everywhere. Maybe it's better that you do something else. Go retire, go traveling. You have a daughter who has brains. Let's use her as mirror, then it keeps in the family. So, and what you saw after that Gestapo razzia style thing is that we had chats with the city, but basically it went to nowhere. They said what they said, but they didn't prepare me. They didn't keep promises. So just think about this. You go with armed people and you simply ask around everywhere about my finances, and I don't have a clue why. The tax agency says that I am in line with tax law. I am not on government benefits, so there are no benefits, fraud or whatever. Basically what I am doing is defeating literally the statistics by, as a legally blind person, making my own money out in the commercial world, not in a government subsidized job. So basically they should just be happy with me. Well, the mayor decided not to do, some civil service decided to lie and to not deliver on their promises. So I used the past month sitting in the bloody terrain. Well, why not develop a strategy? A strategy that will defeat them, will hurt them. And it's basically just to make once and for all clear that, hey, you don't screw with me. I hit back, and I hit back so terrible hard that you don't want to do it. I mean, when all those things happened, for example, to give you an idea about what my mindset is with the city of Eindhoven, there was a medium-ranking government employee and he passed away. He had cancer, could no longer be treated. He said goodbye to his co-workers, and he got a heart attack and passed away. So that's what he said. And I was really angry, and I said, oh yeah, you wanna take it on me? I will take it on with you. So what I did, I submitted a Freedom of Information request, and I just said, hey, you placed advertisements in the newspaper, I want to have the invoices, the orders, and I want to have the video of the guy passing away. I mean, the bloody city hall was full with cameras anyway. So they had to deliver those things, and within a request, I made it really clear that, hey, congratulations, he, for over two decades, 20 years, he worked at the city of Eindhoven. So after those bad periods in his life, I'm happy that he gave his family the joy of the party when they put the coffin underground. And I hope that you are not, and I'm just amazed that you can't handle your drinks on this party and this celebration. And I hope that it was an inspiration moment for his co-workers. Yeah, they freaked out. And when I said that on the video file that I prefer a porn, then I think that they freaked out then once again. That was me before. That was me with that mindset. Well, we can work things out. Let's deal with it. But they didn't move on anything. At the end of the talks, you saw that at last time appointments were cancelled for vague reasons. Once there was a crisis, then someone was sick, so I don't believe, and now there's new one planned, and let's face it, I don't think that it will go on. And to be honest, I don't trust them, I don't see where it's going, I will just show up because we agreed to do, they said so, and being the nice person I am, you can always chat. Well, and the interesting, now comes the interesting part, a member of city council, DC asked questions about what happened, and basically Jon Jorisma, remember the name, if you see him, run away, best for you, anything you can do for your life. So those questions were asked, and Jorisma, the mayor, said, yeah, we're not gonna answer them. And I was just, and this is something that they do pretty often, and you could say, well, it's a private family, you cannot, we need to protect them. Well, with me, you have a bad problem because I simply drop everything on the internet and I don't hold back. And that's because for good reason. We are victorious. We are winning everywhere. Common sense is there. And we need more common sense in this bloody leftist town. So, and if you look back then what happened and also why it happened, then it's for me very, very clear. I mean, old neighbor, want to buy a house, which is in the family for a really long time, since I think the second, just after the Second World War, this family, this house is in the family, and it will remain in the family. Well, and they were, but you want to buy it for a price that if the bank sells it for you on an auction because you don't pay your mortgage, that's below. He was preparing to pay 50 to 60k. And then the bullying away, you're stealing ground, all those things, it's all normal. And what I will do with my attack back is just, one of the things I will do is just everything, every tiny piece of that happened, let other people comment on it, and then just let them say what they want. So the civil servant that basically committed fraud by not sending me the questions well, she several times promised to do so, well, let her react, let her say, for well, you're just a fraudster, you're a scamster, you are a disgrace of your family, your mom should be burnt because she hates you. But what is your comment on this? And this will freak them out, it will bully them. And what you see with civil servants, they cannot deal with it because they believe that they are doing great because they are working and they are working for you. And because they are working for you, you should not criticize them, you should be really happy with them. Well, let's face it, the only moment I'm happy with the civil service in Eindhoven is when they are in the newspaper because they passed away, and then I could go on with some funny things. So, and then, so this is, so one of the best things for me that I want to achieve is that when they want to try this again, they fear and they will not do it, and that they learn their lessons. I doubt they will learn the lessons because, after all, it are civil servants. And on this, I strongly suggest you watch the British comedy series Yes Minister. Because when you watch it, I always say, the truth is worse. The truth is worse. Just That's it. And then I'm gonna make some improvements on the show slowly on. And the first goal is to get it back and get the advertisement opportunities working, then kick it on. So I've made some, I'm making some steps for the sound quality. Let me know what you think about this with this microphone. And I will just take it on interviews. And one of the secrets that for the revenge back is that we will do a lot more broadcasting. I will do like a shitload of publishing. And it will be just hard, in the face, profitable moments. And one of the things that now I'm mainly using public Wi-Fi, and I will go from public Wi-Fi to an internet connection. Well, that's not big news, but I have 1.5 lag on the other side of the world, so I just fix to arrange this on the global scale. So just unlimited global internet. That's what I need. Great. Well, and have a quick chat about Islamic State. The Dutch government got some two orphans back because mommy passed away in the refugee shelter and daddy had to face the cruise missiles of freedom that blow him into a million pieces. Just a pity that we don't have the video of it. But Islamic State is defeated. But what now? I mean, Assad is back in place. People say Assad is a bad guy. I would say, well, he is the ruler of the country. If we start chatting who we enjoy and who we don't enjoy, yeah, I don't know, but would it make things really, really, really small world? I mean, let's have a look. Which country in the world has a democracy? For that, we need to define what a democracy is. And you see, in most countries, you have just a few parties who are running it. So, you see, in the United States, Democrats and Republicans are running it. Is that democracy with just two parties running it or not? And what makes it you say that? Yeah, interesting question. So that's one thing. I mean, and what we need to realize is that the war is not over there. I mean, Iran and Russia definitely are victorious. Their puppet is there. The United States and the West coalition just lost it. We now need to see what we do with the Kurdish people. Well, let's face it. They're screwed every time by the US and by the West. I mean, and one of the dangerous things that I just saw happening is that there's still an oil embargo on Syria. And yes, Syria is an oil producer. And I think that PetroChina, Rosneft and Gazprom, if they do it quick, smartly, they can get the country back to working in the oil industry and have the country generating billions a month by doing this. And then it's not a matter that they get the energy and the hydrocarbons outside Western control. And don't forget, the country like China, they want to make a deal and they don't make it a big problem. And if you say, and if, then we get the question, what we do with the refugees in the West that are here from Syria? Yeah, I will be very easy. They always said, well, when it's safe and when IS is defeated, we go back. Well, I will keep you your promise. And if they say, yeah, we end up in jail because we didn't fight for our country, then basically you say, you are too coward to fight for your country. So you say to other countries, hey, you send your soldiers because we don't want to take on our own defense. I don't know, this doesn't sound really fair in my opinion, but what do you say? What do you say about all the kids from Islamic State? There are now two in the Netherlands. And you see that childcare is literally not working well. And they are now taking care of those kids. And I'm just thinking, hey, childcare is not working. I don't think that's smart to leave them in control of kids. Basically, don't get the government anywhere near kids. It's really dangerous. And if you look at what makes, for me, Islamic State so terrible, because, well, with my two citizenships and passports, I'm basically having one Western and the least popular citizenships. It's a great combination. Especially that I would have no big issue with giving up the Dutch one. But what you saw with Islamic State, that where the people went for are things like, oh, you want to join me? Yeah, I will behead you. Literally. We burn people alive. I don't know. This is not really the matter that I would say. And those people didn't go for the vision of, oh, it's partying time, cheap booze, nice boys, girls, a lot of great moments. No. They went to fight, to die. And it's sad. And the real sad thing is that I always keep asking, who financed Islamic State when they were just split off from the Taliban, which they are? Who financed them? And what are we doing on the concrete problems that they show? Because most of those organizations, that are really terrible, don't get me wrong, but they are showing the what's wrong in a country, and that's something that we need to look at. And maybe we should simply say, well, let's have a look at the Western interaction in the Middle East. Iraq disaster, Libya disaster, Syria disaster, basically it's everywhere just a disaster. So maybe it's a better idea to not dodge in. I mean, it was once someone of the Mossad who said in an Israeli newspaper that, no, they were not a fan of Assad, but they were strongly against the Islamic State and against all the opposition against Assad, because Assad is a bad person, but at least we know what he is doing. And that makes him more interesting, and more trustworthy. Well, never from Islamic State, let's go to another field of Islam. Pegida in Eindhoven. Pegida is an anti-Islam group. They are against it, and in Eindhoven there is a mosque which has really right-wing and radical people speaking out. Well, and this is not that I say it or that some right-wing nuts say so. No, Secret Service says that it's there to recruit youth for jihadis. And what we saw happening is that they said, well, we're going to demonstrate there. And the mayor just said no. And I don't know what it is with the mayor, that he, because he did literally everything he could to simply make this demonstration not working. So I don't know what it is. Maybe his wife is wearing a burqa and he is himself in believing in Allah. Which is, well, if you want to believe that, then who am I to judge your faith and your religious point of view? It's fine by me. That's right, really the easy guy, and I don't give a damn. Well, and what we see, so he's doing everything possible to make the demonstration not work and go on. And what you saw, city council member, we said, well, those who are against blackface, which is part of a child tradition, they should be allowed to demonstrate their point of view when there is a kids party, because the kids need to see it. Well, I always say, well, if you want to ruin the child party, you're mentally ill. But, okay, if you want to do it, I will stand up for your freedom of speech. And I will do that because my freedom of speech is your freedom of speech. And that's a big... And now the person said, no, we should that not do it. We need to protect the people who believe in Allah, because it could be bad that people say it. And you saw that in the first demonstration that they had, literally from all over the country, people who don't go to mosque went, came toward them and tried to attack them. So, and what if they were really smart, with, of course they are not, but if they were smart, then they would simply and just do nothing. Then you have 5 to 10 people demonstrate, no news, and they move on. And you see that now they say, well, they spread hate speech. Well, I don't know. For I see, they are being attacked, so not really the matter to go to. So on that side of it. And what you saw now with one city council member who was now saying, no, we need to protect them. Well, okay, he can think that. It's pretty clear that he is a Muslim himself, so he believes that he believes in jihadis and all those terrible things. That's okay, that's fine with me, have fun. But those who offend, those who disagree with him, he sends the police after it. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the police has better things to do than go to people who have a different point of view. Don't forget, he is an elected politician, so he is there for the people, and he should represent the town. And now you see that the mayor screws up, but okay, Mayor Jorsma screws everything up, so that's no secret, that's just normal. It's just a miracle that his kids were never taken into custody by the government, because he is so bad, such a bad, bad mayor, seriously. And on this family, I have an interesting anecdote that I will spread to you in the future. Will be fun.
Will be really fun.
I'm pretty sure it will blow him, get him off, and it will literally piss him off like terrible. Well, I'm not intending to piss him off for that, but don't worry. I will get back to him. I'll take revenge. I'm a nice guy. But what you saw, so, and what the danger is what they do, and this is what the left always do. They simply say, well, you disagree with me, so I send armed people after you because you are bad. Hey, you may have a bad point of view, you may disagree with them, that's cool, go ahead. But you should allow always others to have your thing. I mean, I'm not mocking and complaining, but, oh well, it's fine. So that's it for this show. Leave me a review, click, share, like, tell me, and I will talk to you tomorrow.